Hey, baby.
I'm home.
I let the babysitter go. She said you behaved tonight. I'm proud of you.
No more fussing over those diaper checks, I hear.
I guess the spanking I gave you last time helped you understand that it's the natural order of things. We can't have you sitting around on our furniture in your wet pampers, can we?
Oh, look at you getting all shy.
Yeah, she told me about that too. It seems like my confident little bunny wasn't such a big boy tonight, was he? She described the whole thing. She said you were doing the potty dance in front of the TV until you ran to the bathroom. It made her suspicious, so when you got out, she asked you to come over so she could check you. I wish I would have been there to see your face when you bashfully waddled to her in your Pampers. It must have been so cute. You blushing in your onesie, getting your diaper checked by your babysitter. And the best part? She found it wet.
What happened there, huh?
I thought you only had that problem at night. But you actually peed in your pull-ups while you were wide awake? Right after you went to the potty, too. How does that work? Did you fake going to the bathroom knowing you already went in your pants to avoid getting in trouble?
Oh, it was only a few drops, huh?
You only peed a little bit in your pull-up, so it doesn't count. Is that what you're saying? I think it does count.
Your babysitter did say it wasn't a full-blown accident, but it was enough to make you go fetch a spare.
Was it humiliating for you to go to your room and pick up another one of those girl pull-ups I bought for you? Was it embarrassing to carry it over to your babysitter so she could change you? Good. Hopefully you learned a lesson from that. I mean, a daytime accident at your age? Well, it certainly justified putting you in pull-ups before bedtime, didn't it? Now I'm considering keeping you in them every day. I mean, how old are you again? A little bit too old to be needing pull-ups. Just in case you pee your pants a little bit, aren't you? What? Were you too busy playing video games again and you waited until the last minute to get up and go potty? Is that what happened? When you finally got to the toilet, you had already started leaking in your training pants? Well, I mean, I guess that's what they're for. I can't be mad at you for using them when I made you wear them, right? I guess I should have expected it. Really, I'm just glad I've been keeping you in pull-ups whenever the babysitter's here. I would have been so embarrassed if she had to wash your wet pants for you. And I mean, I also guess it's a good thing I came early, so that I could take care of you. Yeah, I'm alone for now. Eric's coming over later, so I'm gonna need the bedroom tonight. I'll set you up in the guest room. Oh, you know Eric. He's been here on a few occasions already. Most of the time you were asleep, but you saw him at breakfast in the morning. He made you eggs last time, remember? You were all shy because I told you I'd change you for the day after he was gone just so you wouldn't get embarrassed. Well, yeah, in retrospect, it might have been more embarrassing for you to eat breakfast with him in your PJs and a squishy wet pull-up. But I swear he didn't even notice. So anyway, he's coming a bit earlier than usual tonight. I told him I was tired of being his booty call, so I guess he's making an effort to spend some more time with me or whatever. Oh, no. Don't worry. You can stay. You won't be a bother at all. Just play your video games as usual. If you behave, he might even play with you.
What?
Oh, you're worried he's going to see you in your pull-up, sweetheart. That's so cute.
He knows, baby.
Mm-hmm. He slipped up once, the first time he was here, actually. I don't know, but he was new to this type of thing, and he was nervous about bumping into you on the way to the bathroom during the night. Can you imagine him being nervous about you? It dissipated very quickly when I said there was no chance of that happening because you wore diapers.
Oh, come on! What was I supposed to say?
He would have found out eventually. Might as well tell him up front rather than him finding out by seeing me change you or something. Relax. He doesn't care. We never even talk about you. I just said you had issues with bedwetting. That's it.
Aw, if you're so worried that I use the word diaper instead of training pants, I can show them exactly what you're wearing tonight. That way there won't be any confusion. Okay? If you're still pouting, it's not about wearing girl pull-ups, is it? Oh, it is. I can see it on your face. You're scared that he'll think you're a sissy because there's pink hearts and flowers on your pull-ups. I thought we went over this already. Just because they're colorful doesn't make them girly. You're a feminist, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Then why would you care if the diapers were pink or purple? They're just diapers. Okay, I will admit, they don't look like your usual big boy boxers. They do look like little girl panties. They even have a little bow on the front that they drew, which I think personally is adorable. Look, I won't throw away the packages that we have already, because I think no one except you cares about the pictures on your pull-ups. And I'm not about to waste perfectly good diapers. But you've been pretty good lately, so I'll tell you what. If that's what you want, I can call Eric and ask him to pick up some boy pull-ups on his way here. That way it can be a reward for you. You'll still be wearing the pink pull-ups most of the time, but we'll keep the boys model around for when you prove yourself worthy of them. Sounds good? No buts. I'm calling him right now.